All right, so we're lifting up the truth of God today. Do you folks know? Have you read the scriptures? What's coming in the world? The world is being set up for the great tribulation and the Antichrist, who is going to rise up. God's word is true. It promises a time of an evil ruler that's going to take and force people to take a mark of the beast. It's going to be a one-world religious system. It's going to be hatred of God, and he's going to stand up and pretend that he is God himself. We see the world headed in that direction. Revelation 13 talks about that marking system. It talks about a day when Christ is going to return and vanquish that evil system. But first, the world will fall into tribulation. Two-thirds of the earth is going to be killed. There's going to be evil that's going to rule the world. Jesus said, tribulation like has never come before. That's what it's headed for. And we see it being set up. Israel is surrounded by her enemies, just as the Bible predicted. In the book of Daniel, it says many will travel to and fro. The last 100 years has increased travel many, many, many times over with airplanes, rocket ships, all these things. If you were to study the Bible and all the prophecies that predict what's coming, Christ's coming, it proves God's word is true. The word of God is the prophecy and the revelation of God. God doesn't need the Bible. The Bible is for man to know what's coming. The Bible is for man to understand the fate and the plight of people that have turned away from God. Adam and Eve turned away. He put them out of the garden. The people in Noah's day turned away. God destroyed the earth, or the people on earth. Sodom and Gomorrah turned away because of sexual sin, pride, fullness of bread. God destroyed them. God is going to bring destruction again. But this time, his true people are going to suffer the wrath of Satan, not God.
Fuck Satan.
Hope you repent, sir, with that wicked mouth. Turn from your sin and your worldliness and your carnality. So Christ is going to come back and vanquish this evil system. Two-thirds of the earth will be destroyed. The Antichrist is going to rule for a short season. Then Jesus is going to part the clouds. But guess what? There's no pre-trib rapture. He's not coming to take people away before the tribulation starts. Christ is coming at the end of the tribulation. The Bible is clear. 1 Corinthians 15. Matthew 24. He comes at the end of the tribulation at the last trump. Pre-trib rapture is just an invention of man. But your only hope, your only hope is that you know Christ via the gospel and you repent and turn from your sin. The darkness that's coming in the world cannot be escaped. There will be no pre-trib rapture. Jesus said it will be like no other time. There'll be wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, disease, famines. The Bible tells us Israel will be surrounded by its enemies as it is today. It will be like it was in the days of Noah, people eating, drinking, marrying, then destruction comes. That's America and the world today. It's headed for that great destruction that Jesus warned of. And your only hope is to know him, serve him, walk in his ways, come out of this world that he's getting ready to judge, the culture, Satan's kingdom. You're walking right into the trap of the enemy, distracted by your flesh, distracted by food and fun, distracted by fashion, distracted by man-made religion, and you have no hope. And we want you to have the hope of Christ and Christ eternal. Think about that as you're living for your flesh today. Do you have the hope of eternal life? Are you living for Christ with all that you are? Or are you living to follow after your desires, your ways, cultural ways, churchianity ways, that will not stand on judgment day? God's word is pure. Philippians 4:8 says, focus on what's good, pure, true, worthy, noble, lovely. That's not the culture. That's not entertainment. That's not your flesh. Focus on Christ and Christ everlasting.